Let's do the birthday scam.
On Mike, this friend wanted us to call Mike. He recently traded in a vehicle that had some mechanical problems to it.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't disclose that to the dealer.
No, he did not. So mm-hmm. we're going to make up a little story here that the car he traded in went bad and it could not be sold, and now he owes us money back. Did I explain that okay?
As well as I think you can.
All right.
It's Mike.
Hello, Mike?
Yes.
This is Steve. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Great. I'm calling about the trade-in.
Uh-huh.
Something has happened. It had an overheating problem that was not discovered at the time we did the deal. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
That's kind of funny because it looked like it had been worked on. But the point is, we were not able to sell that vehicle because of that problem. We were just forced to auction it off. We had to take a $3,000 loss on that vehicle, so that's really going to change your whole deal that we...
Yeah, so now what are you trying to say? You're trying to get me to pay the $3,000?
I think you should.
You didn't tell us about it
at the time. I have
that
no...
might be your opinion, but that's not the case.
It's obvious that that engine had been worked on.
Well, whether it had been worked on in the past
so
or not,
you
I don't
knew.
Know.
You knew.
No, I do not, sir.
Did you or did you not know that that car had an overheating problem?
No, I did not.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You cannot say there and say that I'm...
I said it.
Well, then you're incorrect.
So here's what I would like to propose. You pay half the $3,000 now, $1,500, and we will build the other half into your loan.
No. I put $10,000 down on that thing.
So your payments are only going to go up about $49 a month.
It don't
then.
Matter to me. I'd rather
it's
take
It's very affordable.
You're trying to stick a balance on me, which is not even my problem.
Which is your fault, because you lied.
No.
Well, what do you propose?
Well, I'm sorry to take a loss. I mean, if I know it wasn't a problem, I'll pay $1,000 if that's what you're trying to do and call it off.
$1,250. $1,250.
Yes, and I'll pay you cash.
You've got to be kidding me.
Well, I'm not going to be sitting here responsible either. One of us.
I would take $2,500, and we would call it a deal.
No, I would meet you halfway. If you took a loss of $1,500, I'll.
You're
pay.
Up to $1,500 now. If you got to $2,000, I think we might have something.
No, I can't do that.
I can't accept your offer of $1,500.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send a wrecker over, and I'm going to repossess your vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to hold it until we make a proper deal.
This is the deal. And if you're going to do that, then I want my money back.
No, the deal is $2,000.
No, if that is the case, I will get my attorney.
I'll come get it personally.
Okay.
I will drive the wrecker over there.
I'm going to consult my attorney before I do that.
Hey,
I'll do that, pal,
liar. I'm coming down there with the wrecker and a lug,
no.
And a lug wrench in my left hand, and you better not try and stop me.
Listen, I'll go down there, and I'll go with my attorney.
What do you need an attorney for?
Because
why don't you settle your problems like a man and show up?
I am going to show up, but I am.
And I'm going to get a piece of you.
And I'm not afraid of that. Are you trying to threaten me?
You heard what I said.
Are
I'm
you
gonna
trying
take
to threaten
me? I settle my problems with my fists.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Steve, what department do you work at?
I'm in the birthday scam department at the Dean and Rod show. Yes, it's a big birthday scam, Mike, from Lupe.
Oh, my goodness.
You can keep the car. There's no trouble.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you.